Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. And we're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. Check out their ad at hunteratsunrise.com. And also by Sonicwall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you are missing that last element to support your vision, Sonicwall can help you find it. And I really have to thank Joe Talley here today for setting up all this equipment here in his studio as Carl Wern and friends return to our show. Carl, how you doing today? No reason to be nervous.
Oh, man, it's just a big exhale. It's been quite a year.
Yeah.
And I can't believe there's not a person in this room that isn't a beautiful story in my world.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to who's in your band here in a minute. What would you like to play for us first?
This is one that I wrote during the pandemic. It's called Everybody Sees It But Me.
Okay, and I'm going to help you with this, I hear.
Please.
Okay.
You wait till you hear Denise singing.
Yes, Denise is here. Here's Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.
One, two, one, two, three. Yeah. There's a bald spot growing on the back of my head. Everybody sees it but me. I can feel that breeze blowing and an awful sense of dread. Everybody sees it but me. Now this is gonna haunt me until the day that I am dead. Everybody sees it but me. I've been carrying this baggage since the day I got hurt. Everybody sees it but me. All my insecurities on high alert. Everybody sees it but me. It's like the worst of me is printed on the front of my shirt. So everybody sees it but me. I've been out here on my own for so long I don't know when. It's taking me some time to find that I'm my only friend. It's getting lonely. At least I know I'm free. Why can't someone see the world the same as me? Can someone see the world the same as me? I'm all caught up in the blues. I can't see what I'm worth. Everybody sees it but me. And now I'm questioning the value and the meaning of my birth. Everybody sees it but me. If only I could understand my place here on earth. It's like the worst of me is printed on the front of my shirt. And now it's gonna haunt me until the day I'm dead. And everybody sees it but me.
so thankful I didn't ruin that song for you. Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise, and it is so great to see all of you in one place again. Carl, why don't you introduce everyone you brought with you here?
Yeah, I'm feeling like Dorothy, like, and you were there, and you were there. I got Bobby Hornsby here on
Hello,
bass.
Bobby.
There's Michael Lilly over there on electric guitar.
Welcome back.
There's Holly Kirsten on keys today.
And welcome back to you, Holly.
And we got Ellard Forrester on percussion.
And you too, Forrester. Well, good to see you again.
And we got Joe Talley in there on the board.
Yes. Joe is doing an amazing job here today.
And who's that woman behind the camera?
Yes. Denise Pons has actually come to our acoustic session here and is taking some videos. I would ask what has been going on there, Carl, but it seems like you're all over Facebook, so I kind of already know. But why don't you explain for our audience that maybe doesn't know what you've been doing during the pandemic?
Well, I immediately got everything that my living and my everything that I took for granted, my connection and my source of purpose and joy, mm-hmm. and everything got slammed shut. So it was actually, you know, it was real easy to just want to pull the covers over my head and just hibernate and cry for a year. Mm-hmm. I think the first thing that really jolted me, because it was a really unsure time. It's amazing that it's been a year and we figured this out. But I think what got it for me was watching somebody set up their gear in their garage and just go Facebook Live.
Right.
And when I saw what that felt like, it was Anthony Rizzano, actually.
Yes.
And I put him on my big screen TV and into my surround sound, and I was like, well, yeah, you know, I guess.
I got to get a piece of this.
Well, I just felt like there was a connection available, and mm-hmm. there was something available. And I had been running an open mic, so I figured, all right, open mic's virtual. We were online, and we didn't skip a week. We did it immediately, and I'll play a song like I usually do, kicking it off, and then I didn't ask everybody to learn Facebook Live. We just record a video and upload it, and anybody that wants to see someone else's face and see somebody, hear somebody's voice, because we're not doing that in this crazy hibernating world. And I can't believe how many people responded and were starving for that, like I was. And it turned into this amazing Carl's Community thing.
That's the name of the page. If anyone wants to look it up on Facebook, it's called Carl's Community. Your videos have become legend.
That was something else. What a bittersweet chapter this was. And usually I would, if it was a physical open mic, I would usually kick it off with a couple songs, and then I'd close it with whoever was in the room. I'd call them up, and we'd all play together. And in the spirit of that, I would just reach for folks. And since everybody was locked down and we're doing it over the internet anyway, I was reaching all over the country. We had Chris Gage from Austin, Texas. And that's how we met our drummer, Kevin Hall, that played with us every week since we met him online. We still haven't met him face-to-face.
Interesting.
But Bobby and Michael and Holly, and it's amazing the all-star cast that I had
you
access to.
You even had a chorus. You had choruses of huge amounts of people.
My neighbor two doors down is the orchestra. Harp player for the symphony, Vince Zentner. So he showed up on at least two of these, and he let me borrow a saxophone as a prop for the last one. But I can't believe we had Deirdre played cello with us. We had all kinds of people joining us.
Well, it really helped me get through the pandemic. I just want you to know,
Eric Schwartz was in.
Yes, Eric Schwartz on the keys usually.
Yes, and just he's got this great overall vision. So every once in a while when we did I Can See Clearly Now, he had that bridge in the middle. He was quite the visual that he brought us all through.
Yeah.
Just go find the video, folks. It's pretty amazing.
Well, yeah, apparently you got to meet a lot of people by this means.
I did. There's some of them, my open mic, we have regulars. Some of them, I thought they were professional, had been doing it forever, and I find out that they found this little outlet like Jim Knox. Mm-hmm. You know, he showed up, his presentation was so, I was just talking to him, his presentation was so strong, he was Knox Photography Studio, so his lighting and everything was fantastic, but he has this voice that you would think it's Johnny Cash the first time you hear him, and it's this great booming, you know, authentic voice, and then his songwriting was fantastic, and then I find out later that he just started doing it, and like a few people, they used this weekly chance to write a song and upload it. John Bunsley in Colorado, Shanna in a Dress. I mean, some of our regulars are top-notch, world-class players. I could not believe all the people that were gathering every week. You know, there's so much. If you watch the Social Dilemma on Netflix, it's eye-opening. It's a beautiful perspective about what happens to social media and how it can go so wrong. Yeah. And I was determined to create I was running around sprinkling kindness like rain just because I wanted to create the air. If it's going to be Carl's community, then that's what we're going to do here. And I can't believe how many people responded that needed that, and a wave of kindness came back.
Yeah.
And what it would take to have a Carl's community reunion is a whole lot of flights and a big-ass venue, because I have no idea how we do it. But there are people that I've never met face-to-face that I am dying to hug, that I got to know in this one little experiment that we did that really changed my life.
Well, now that things are opening up, how does it feel to actually play in front of people again?
I've only done a little of it so far, but by the time I graduated high school and had to figure out what I wanted to do for a living, I was already doing it professionally for 2 years. I've never taken a break this long.
Yeah.
And I had a gig recently, and I couldn't even wrap my head around picking up electric and playing it for a day to work out one of these videos and getting blisters on my fingers. My calluses were gone. I got to get my voice strong again.
Wow. You did pretty well in our first song here. So what would you like to do now? We're talking with Carl Wern, by the way. Carl Wern and friends are on our show here today.
Well, today I'm going to do two songs that I wrote during this pandemic, and we're going to do one song. Actually, if there was somebody that we covered more than most, it was Tom Prasada Rao.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote this song with Grace Pettis. Perfect song for this end of this year.
Excellent. Here is Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.
Sleep. But I lost my mind in the dark and deep. I lost track of time, Virgo spring. Oh, this is a year of losing things. The I see you's and the I can't breathe. Oh, Saint Jude, won't you pray for me? Oh, won't you help us to believe in this year of losing things? Somewhere along this road, I lost my way. The trail went cold. What good does it do to gain the world and lose my soul? Out to lose my patience and lose my faith, and lose my keys to the pearly gates. I guess nothing's sacred as it seems. Oh, in this year of losing things, I lost some friends in the black and blue. They're the ones that swear that it's all fake news. And if they all think less of me, well, this is a year of losing things. Way down the rabbit hole, that's where the truest colors show. I guess we'll find what next year brings after the year of losing things. I miss your body in my bed, in your vibrato in my head, in all the songs we used to sing. But this is the year of losing things.
All this is a year of losing things. All this is a year of losing things. All this is a year of losing things.
Yes. Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise. Man, you sound so great together.
We're the house band now here at Sonoqual. You can find us here every, what's today, Sunday.
Well, I understand you practiced over at Bobby's house, Bobby Hornsby here.
That, we're the house band there too.
Yes. Bobby, it is great to have you on the show finally.
You're looking at Carl and Lois's Lucky Charms.
Yes.
Lois is my 4-year-old granddaughter.
Oh, really?
And she was there and she loves having live music come to the house.
I bet.
She was very excited and to have this group here.
We found out just how many Disney songs Holly knows.
Do you know, I really got through the pandemic just by watching you in Carl's videos. You always had the biggest smile on your face.
Well, I love playing bass, man. I just love playing and playing with these guys. And this whole opportunity to continue to perform and continue to play there with Carl's community and to play with these musicians. I still haven't met the drummer either. But to play with him, or Eric Schwartz for that matter.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter because we get together and put it all online, and it's a gas. So that's why I'm so happy about it. It's killer. Thanks, Hunter. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Oh, yeah. And I saw your brother Bruce up online a couple of times during the pandemic. Is he doing okay?
He's doing just great. Actually, he's starting to tour again.
Yeah.
And that's just going to be terrific. They're very excited. But he took the opportunity to put out another album last August and did quite well with it because he figured, well, I can't go anywhere. I might as well go to the studio. And so that's been great. He's also a big fan of these videos.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, absolutely. He watches them and comments to me about them. And just tells me how great everybody is. So it's really good having him as a cheerleader as well, because I appreciate his opinion.
My one life goal is to have him on the show. You have to play intermediary for me, Bobby, and have Bruce come on down and be on the show. Holly, how are you been?
Busy.
Busy?
Started my career in respiratory, so I do a lot of suctioning of secretions. It's fun.
Yeah.
They pay a lot of money for that in Jersey. Yeah.
Well, I understand you're working on a new record.
I am. It's called Love Letter. It's going to come out this fall, and we will have a big showcase in October on the 23rd at Zyders.
Oh, wow.
Very excited.
Yes, you should be. That's going to be cool. And Forrester, what have you been doing during the pandemic? Anything?
Basically just trying to practice and home and skills.
Yeah, okay.
We did see you online once, I know, because I shared it in Carl's community.
That's right. We did do a virtual concert at Elizabeth City State University.
I think it was a bow tie, if I remember.
Right. Well, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
And Mike, you have something coming up real soon, right? Mm-hmm. I saw it up on Facebook, on Pleasure House Road or something?
That's right, a live gig at Pleasure House Brewing on the 30th, the Sunday of Memorial Day weekend.
And it starts kind of early.
So 5 o'clock. 5
p.m. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the over 60 crowd times start time now. You know? Although you can be any age and arrive. It's okay. All ages are welcome.
Well, it's great to have you back on the show.
Thank you, Hunter.
You were just on back in April, right?
Yeah.
Or was it February?
February.
Time goes by when you're having fun. What else would you guys like to do here? We're talking to Carl Wern and friends.
Well, like I mentioned, there's another one that I wrote during the pandemic. It's so fun to play it with a full band because everything has just been one part at a time, piecing it together with headphones on, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when we got together the other day, I was like, man, I'm liking this. It's called Fragile Like a Bomb.
Excellent. Here's Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.
She's not the one you're looking for when feeling insecure. She's never really fit the bill of dainty and demure. She's never been a Harvard, she's never been a Yale. She only laughs when asked if she has ever been a jail. She's not the one you want if you need someone else to blame. It's not your job to know why she is keeping her own name. She's probably not the girl and you'll be taken to the prom. She's not fragile like a flower, no, she's fragile like a bomb. She hardly ever answers, she's not waiting by the phone. And all she says is maybe when you ask if she's alone. She's not your little princess and she's not your little pet. It doesn't matter if you haven't figured that out yet. She'll take you to the cleaners, it doesn't mean she'll clean. And Lord knows she can cook, but maybe not the way you mean. She's probably not the girl that you'll be bringing home to mom. She's not fragile like a flower, no, she's fragile like a bomb. I have learned no one can solve your problems for you. Expectations can't keep us free. People need to do exactly what they will do. I hope one day she chooses just a moment with me. Damsel in distress, and she is not responsible for cleaning up your mess. She won't be having dinner waiting when you're home at 5, but she can make you happy just to know that you're alive. She's never gonna be exactly what you thought she'd be, but take it from me, things aren't always what they seem to be. No need to get excited, just keep everybody calm. She's not fragile like a flower, no, she's fragile like a bomb. She's not the kind of girl that you'd be bringing home to mom. She's not fragile like a flower, no, she's fragile like a bomb. She's probably not the girl that you'll be taking to the prom. She's not fragile like a flower. No, she's fragile like a bomb.
Yes. Carl Wern and friends exploding across your radio here this morning on a Sunday morning.
Nice.
I really appreciate you guys doing this today. This has been really fun.
Yeah.
Really fun.
You should
thank
see
you
it from here.
Bobby, thank you for coming on the show.
Great pleasure, Hunter, being with you.
Yeah,
yes.
Holly and Forrester, thank you for coming back. And
absolutely.
Mike, always good to see you.
Thank you, Hunter. My pleasure. And thanks to Carl for inviting us along, for sure.
Oh, my goodness.
And Carl, of course, thank you so much for coming on the show. You're always welcome on this show, as you probably know.
Denise, thanks a lot for showing.
Yes,
thanks for capturing.
Thank you.
This is going to be one of the best memories of this year for me.
Yeah, it's the first time Denise has been in on one of these sessions since the pandemic began. So.
Well, I guess we found out what it takes.
Yes. Carl Wern and friends here on Hunter at Sunrise.